As we get closer to an approved coronavirus vaccine, some health experts believe communities of color that have been hardest hit by the pandemic should be prioritized when distributing the first doses. Nicholas St. Fleur is a reporter with our partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication. He's on Skype and he joins us now. Nicholas, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
And tell me about this call to move people of color to the front of the line when a vaccine comes out. What's the thinking behind it?
Right. So the idea here is that communities of color have been some of the hardest hit communities by COVID-19. Some medical and public health officials have been calling to make sure that when a vaccine is given out, it's given out equitably. In my story, I quote Lawrence Gostin, who is a professor of global health law at Georgetown University, and he puts it quite bluntly, saying, having a racial preference for a COVID-19 vaccine is not only ethically permissible, but I think it's an ethical imperative. From our understanding, Black Americans are 3 times as likely as white Americans to contract COVID-19, and also 5 times as likely to end up in the hospital, and twice as likely to die from it.
So we'll get to some of the ethical questions here in just a minute. But first of all, how would you determine how to do this? I mean, how would you do it? Would you have to like zero in on a zip code or something? How would it work?
Right. So in the National Academies of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine, in their guidelines, they're basically saying that you need to look at particular communities and assess them on certain social indexes. So the idea, it's called the Social Vulnerability Index. And that looks at poverty rates, that looks at health insurance rates. So the idea here is not to do it such that, you know, if there's a white person in line and a Black person in line, you would only give the vaccine to the Black person. That is not how they are looking at it. They are looking particularly at communities that are hardest hit by this.
What are some of the legal questions that might hinder this?
That's a great question. And as Lawrence Gostin had said, that's his biggest concern, that if you put forth any of these recommendations and you include something that says that it needs to be equitable or that race and ethnicity need to be taken into account, that this would just create a legal problem where basically any kind of distribution of the vaccine is tied up in some kind of tied up in the courts, as he put it. So the issues here is that, as I mentioned earlier, you can't do something where you would take someone out of line for a vaccine based off of their race. So the issue is, if this isn't communicated properly, people might think that's the approach that, you know, the vaccine distribution centers will be taking, which is not what is being advocated here.
Well, not only that, I mean, some people of color might be skeptical of a plan like this because not everybody wants to be the first in line. And as you know, there's some historical distrust here.
Exactly. Thank you so much for bringing that up. Vaccine hesitation, especially amongst communities of colors and Black communities, is, from the health experts I've spoken to, the biggest concern that health professionals have with the vaccine distribution. So the communication campaign needs to be very strong, talking about the effectiveness of this vaccine before it is rolled out.
That was Nicholas St. Fleur, Knight Wallace Reporting Fellow at Stat News. Nicholas, thanks so much for your reporting. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.